Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Don't you be watered by the sister singing?
Amen.
Amen. I'd be so watered by the sister singing.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. So let us rejoice in the Lord evermore.
Amen.
It's better to sing than be sighing.
Right.
Amen. It's better to live than be dying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Maybe you can all read the title together. Exercising the Spirit to sing and give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
How about one more time? Exercising the Spirit to sing and give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Maybe we all focus on this one phrase. Exercising the Spirit. That's what we do for everything. We're not just merely singing or giving thanks, but we do it by exercising our spirit. Because without the Spirit, it means nothing to the Lord. That's really in our singing. We sing to the Lord by exercising our spirit. Amen. Oh, Lord. So maybe before we get into the Roman numeral, how about we all read Roman numeral 1 together? Acts 16:25 says, "And about midnight, Paul and Silas, while praying and singing hymns, praying to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." Wow, it's amazing that I quote this story on my Tuesday message. But here's a time we can expand a little bit more. I just really appreciate that Paul and Silas, this living vital groups, as a pattern of enjoying Christ's life. It's not an easy thing to sing in the prison. But actually before was, yeah, in a difficult situation, right? But even before that, we can go to the background a little bit. So in Acts 16, at beginning of Acts 16, we see the Lord Silas and Paul and Silas went on to their second journey to preaching the gospel to Gentiles. And the Lord, they beginning to go to Asia, but the Holy Spirit forbidden them to go to speak to Asia. And also they try to go to Bethania, but the Spirit of Jesus now allow them. But in this juncture, while they are trying to, what shall they do? There's a vision came to Paul. There's a certain man, a Macedonian, standing and betraying him. He said, "Come to help us. Come to Macedonia and help us." Wow, and then Paul is like a great example, right, for us as a pattern. He responds immediately. He followed the leading. They went forth to the Macedonia immediately, and they even concluding that's the Lord's leading. And then we see this even a little bit later. We see that when they went to Macedonia, they did many great things. They caused people saved. They even cast out demons. But that's in my concept. Oh, that's good. We follow the Lord to do the Lord's work, and then we got this positive result. It's everything so smooth. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. But now maybe we can all open to our Bible. We can read chapters Acts 16 from 19 through 26. Maybe a brother can start with the 19 and the sister 20. We alternate. Do we all have it? Brothers? Okay. 16:19. "But when her master saw that their hope of a profit had gone out, they laid a hold of Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And they are announcing customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to accept or do." "And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to prosperity. And about midnight, Paul and Silas, while praying, sang hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Amen. Wow, just what a clear picture to show us who Paul and the Silas are. They're person just like full of praising and the singing, even in this hard situation. I just really appreciate that. What about us? After a success in the Lord, and then suddenly we went into this hard situation. What about my response? I may complain. I may murmuring. I may wondering. Is that right? Did I go too far, or is that really from the Lord? I start doubting myself. But that's because that's who I am. I'm just a person of a little faith, not filled by the praising and the singing. But if we are people of singing, people of praying, in any situation, even this goes our ways or not our ways, we just keep singing. I don't know how long they were singing, but while they were singing about midnight, wow, there's like something happened. I don't think I don't think Paul and Silas will know their result, they're gonna be released by that way. But they just normal singing because they always do. Wow, that's a great way to help us to exercise our spirit. Even in that situation, right. Wow, we just need to be recovered in this way. Amen. I just feel this message is not, I don't feel it's all, not merely for all the students, but mostly it's for me. The Lord just showed me what it means to sing as a singing person. Right. Because I'm not the one. If the brothers live with me, and they know they rarely hear me singing. But I just have to testify. Every time I heard brother singing or sister singing, there's something within me echoing. I want to join them. Even though I'm not that great of singing, I don't naturally like to sing. But just something in my spirit echoes to other singing. So I feel even this morning when the sister singing, there's something within us to just want to follow. That's a way of ministering life to others. Just like Paul and Silas. They didn't preach gospel. They didn't do anything in the prison. They just sing, give thanks to the Lord. Well, the prisoner all listened. And eventually even the jailer got saved. That's the pastor little towards the end of this story. But it's just to show me, wow, this is our living. This should be our living, normal living. It's not when we, because the life is really a real test. It's the worst, the testing is not the real test. Our living is a real test.
Amen.
Whether we can leave the Lord out or not, it's a real test.
Amen.
Even in the difficult situation.
Amen.
Amen. So maybe you can just briefly read A and B. How about brothers read A and sister read B? When Paul and Silas were in prison, they sang hymns to praise God. Their singing resulted in a great earthquake and opened the prison doors.
When Paul and Silas encountered problems, they cried out to the Lord. They sang hymns in spirit and prayed in spirit. As a result,
amen. As a result, their spirit was strengthened and released. That's what we're looking for. We're singing not just for our enjoyment, but we're looking for our spirit to be released, to be strengthened. So through our release and strengthen, we can strengthen others. We can help others to also join us to enjoy the Lord. Lord, I just really appreciate that point.
Amen.
And we can come to Roman numeral 2. We must learn to exercise and open our spirit by singing.
Amen.
That's a great verse in Ephesians 5:18 and 19. Maybe we can all turn to Ephesians 5:18 and 19. This time we let the sister read first. 5:18. Ephesians 5:18. Amen.
Sing
to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. So first we need to be filled in the Spirit. And then we sing and psalms with your heart to the Lord. Oh Lord, I just really appreciate that point, to the Lord. We not sing to the man. We not sing to other people. Because our focus is to the Lord. It doesn't matter how good we can sing, because the Lord doesn't care how good our voice are. He just care if we exercise our spirit or not. He just care if we mean it. We have to mean it when we sing it. I just feel in the Psalms 101, Psalms 100 verse 1, let's talk about just make a joyful noise to Jehovah. It's not a the melody doesn't matter. Our meter doesn't matter. I mean, not ever in the right notes, but it doesn't matter. We just make a joyful noise. That's when we make a joyful noise. You know what? Our countenance is changed. You cannot be a sad faced when you sing a hymn. It just couldn't be. It just feels so happy, and that's what the Lord looking for. He just look for our joyful noise, because that's how we minister to Christ and even to one another.
Amen.
Amen. So in Ephesians 5:18-19, Paul says that we should be filled in spirit, speaking to one another by singing. I just really encourage us to, if we live with one another in a corporate living or just live by yourself or live, we can always sing. We can always sing to one another.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I feel so cherished in the morning time. A lot of time it's hard for me to get up and get into my spirit. But once I heard some brothers sing the hymns, automatically my spirit got strengthened.
Amen.
I just feel revived. I just want to be one with them and singing. That's a practical way to help one another to enjoy the Lord, right?
Amen.
Amen. Maybe we can read B together. The most helpful way to exercise our spirit is to pray, but sometimes it is even better to sing. The more we sing, the more our spirit will be strengthened, and the more our mind will be focused, our moisture filled, and emotions purified. Oh, wow, there's a lot more in the singing. It's not only our spirit be strengthened, but it involves our whole soul. Our mind will be focused, and our will be subdued, and our emotion will be purified. That's what we're looking for. It's just a lot of time I feel, in the worldly sense, when we hear secular music, stir up our soul. Our soul likes it, but it stir up our soul. There's nothing. This is much different than we sing the hymns. When we sing hymns, our mind, our wandering mind, just got focused. We focus on the Lord, and our will, a stubborn will, will not. My will, by default, is not exercise my spirit. But when I sing, just my will just be subdued, and just willing to exercise my spirit, even though it's hard for me to sing, I just subdue my the singing just subdue my will and to follow the one another. To follow the saints to sing.
Amen.
And our emotion will be purified. I just feel that part is really, really striking to me. It's because it's not means we don't have emotion. We're full of emotion, but it's pure emotion towards the Lord. Emotion to love the Lord.
Amen.
Emotion towards the situation that this is not none of ourselves. That's the best way to deny ourselves, by singing. Sing ourselves into the Lord and be one with the Lord. Oh, Lord. But even as I preparing to see what's the singing about, I run into this, the few different verses that talk about singing. Because this thing, in number B, is mostly within ourselves, within us, our mind, emotion, and will. But singing spiritual experientially and also scripturally, is that there's a lot more in singing, and especially on the outward things. That I, for example, I've been passing out tracks last year in MIT campus. There's a lot of pretty hard to preach gospel to really smart people, and they don't even receive my tracks. They don't even like to talk to me. But there's once we have a student, like 20 of us. We just go onto the campus. We sing. You know what? It just subdued the atmosphere. It's like the Satan. I just feel that Satan was the mind of the student just being subdued. They're just willing to listen what you have, and they just be attracted by our singing. Even though we're not the best singers, but they're just willing to sit around us and even give us the opportunity to talk to them. That's exactly in the Second Chronicles 20:20-22. I just read it to you. 20:20. So that's when the Israelites facing there's enemies surrounded Israel. I just read it. And they rose up early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Jehovah your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophet, and you will succeed." And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed them to sing to Jehovah and gave thanks in holy array as they went out before the army and say, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for his loving kindness endures forever." And when they began to shout in song and to praise, Jehovah set ambushes for the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who were coming out against Judah, and they were struck. I just feel many times when we sing, this is the Satan just be defeated. Satan being defeated in our praising, in our singing. So it's just, oh Lord, just may the Lord recover us on this matter. Amen. To sing on the campus. Even just we just sing daily, and we just sing everywhere. It's just a word to myself as well. Amen. Just, oh Lord, when is my last time to sing on the campus? When is my last time to sing to some other saints or other, you know, my friend? But yeah, oh Lord, but we really need to exercise our spirit. Amen. Because in ourselves, we never want to do it. I mean, yeah, it's really hard to do it in ourselves. It's impossible. But we have another person within us. That's why we exercise our spirit. Amen. Oh, we just go out with two and threes. We just sing. We just subdue the enemies in our campuses. We just ministering life to one another. Amen. To your fellow students. Amen. Amen. We can go to letter C. The more we sing, the more we go get up and forget about our circumstances. The more we sing, the more we are in the spirit, and the more our spirit is open and released. Amen. So we just be encouraged to sing more. Maybe after one song and two songs, our mind still wandering. Maybe our will still stubborn. Maybe our emotion still not pure. That's a great opportunity to sing more. maybe a third one, fourth one. Just keep seeing. It doesn't matter the right meter or whatever. We just keep our mouths open and to sing to the Lord.
Amen.
Let's even make up your own songs. Hallelujah. We can all practice in this way.
Amen. Let's sing 1141 again. Amen. We will sing to the Lord with our spirit.
Amen.
We will sing to the Lord from within.
Amen.
All right, go. Hi. Amen.
To the Lord with our spirit, we will sing to the Lord from within.
We will sing
hallelujah to Jesus and be cleansed into our.
And be free from all struggling and strife. Hallelujah for life in the spirit. Hallelujah for newness within. When we turn from our mind to our spirit, we enjoy all the riches of it. Hallelujah for life in the spirit. Hallelujah. When we turn from our mind to our spirit,
Amen.
We enjoy all the riches of Him.
Hallelujah.
You know, this morning, our burden is really that we will have a new appreciation concerning singing. Singing is not just in the meeting, but singing should be something that we practice in our daily life. You know, the children of Israel, they gather together three times a year in the temple for the feast. However, the meeting does not start in the temple. Actually, at the foot of Mount Zion, they are already singing. They sing songs of ascent. As they are ascended to this mountain, into the temple, the meeting has already started to them. Why is that? Because daily they have been singing. To them, the gathering is simply an exhibition of their daily living.
Amen.
Saints, that should also be our practice, that in our daily life, we should learn to sing to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the Lord, you know, I just like to start by reading, why do we need to sing? A portion from a brother named Watchman Nee regarding him singing. He said that songs are the expression of man's finest feelings. The sentiment of man's prayer before God cannot match the sentiment of his songs before God. The former are never as fine and tender as the latter. God wants us to have fine and tender feelings. And then he said, our Lord's feelings are fine and tender. We have fine feelings as well as harsh feelings. Wrath and anger are clearly harsh feelings. While we sure do have a lot of those in our daily life. Some people are not full of wrath, but their feelings are not fine either. God wants us to be patient, compassionate, merciful, sympathetic, because all these are fine feelings. God wants us to sing in the midst of our trials and to praise and bless His name in the midst of our pain. because all these are expression of five feelings. When a person loves another person, his feeling is tender. When he forgives or shows mercy to others, his feeling is also tender. Okay, and a few more sentences. God wants to lead his children toward a walk of finer, tenderer, and more song-like feelings. The more a person learns of God, the finer, the tenderer, the more song-like his feelings become. Students, as we pursue the Lord, are we getting more tenderer? Are we getting more finer? Or many times our feelings are harsh feelings. Actually, singing songs just help us to recover, to rekindle our love toward the Lord. It's the fine feeling. Every time when we sing, actually, it is our experience. So many times when we were depressed, when we're frustrated, when we're let down, we don't feel like reading the Bible. We don't feel like praying. But I don't know, it's in my experience. Sometimes a song came to me. A melody just reminded me. And then I just started singing. And that singing led us to touch the Lord. And that's our burden this morning, is that we will exercise our spirit to sing to the Lord, to offer all the feeling we have to the Lord. And the Lord love, we sing. The Lord love these tender and fine feelings we have toward the Lord. And for this, I did a little research in the Old Testament. Actually, it's amazing how the saints in the Old Testament were singing to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:9, sing to him, sing songs to him, muse upon all his wondrous deeds. Have you ever sung concerning his wondrous deed? Or only just on the Lord's table? Well, we can sing daily, you know, hymn 116. How wonderful, right? How wonderful redemption is, my gracious Lord in thee. Not seen nor hear nor ne'er conceive what thou hast done for me. Try that in your morning time. Have you ever sing it in your personal time, or that song is only sang on the Lord's, in the Lord's table meeting? It's so good. We can sing to the Lord concerning all his wondrous deed. Psalm 21:13. Be exalted, O Jehovah. In your strength, we will sing songs, your might. We will sing. We will praise the Lord. We will praise him for how powerful he is. Praising for his might, right? 1:24. Praising. Praising Christ is victory. He has won the victory. Sin is judged, O Adam finished for redemption. Now we sing, vanquish all the evil devils through the cross triumphantly. Again, sing that in your personal time. Sing concerning his strength. Sing concerning his might. Sing concerning his victory. Another one, Psalm 27:6. And now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surrounded me. And I will offer his tent, sacrifice of shouts of joy. I will sing and song to Jehovah. Think about it. This person is surrounded by the enemy. Many times, us too, we were surrounded by the enemy. We were surrounded by all kinds of frustration, depression, difficulties, environments. But why? You know why? So the Christ came, make his own my heart, spreading, helping every part. Saturate and lies in part, that with all saints acting apprehend For the vast dimension of my loving Christ. This environment, difficulties, is that Christ can make home in your heart. Amen. How about you sing that in the midst of that very situation? And you'll be filled with joy. Okay, and another one. I just love these Psalms. 104:33. I will sing to Jehovah while I live. I will sing songs to my God while I yet have being. One of my favorite songs, 544. Well, I won't sing it, but it says, Lord Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all pleasure of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, Lord Jesus is now. Saints, when should you sing? Is right now. The reason I love this hymn so much is that this hymn is written by a person named William Featherstone. He wrote this hymn apparently with the realization when he was 16 that he needs to love the Lord right now. And eventually he passed away at the age of 27. He was right. He needs to love the Lord that very moment, because under the Lord's sovereignty, he only has 27 years. Saints, love the Lord today. Amen. Sing to the Lord right now. Amen. Okay, another one. My heart, Psalm 108. 1. My heart is fixed. O God, I will sing. Indeed, I will sing even with my glory. Our heart fluctuates. Our heart just have a lot of things in us. But singing, oh, my heart is fixed. Oh, God, I will sing. I don't know if some of you know this. Jesus, thy all-victorious love, shed my soul abroad. You know, and eventually says, then shall my heart no longer rove, rooted and fixed in God. The only way for you to count down, for us to be fixed and rooted in God, actually, is by singing. The more you sing, the more you just feel like the Lord is getting closer and closer to you. Actually, the Lord is in you. And the Lord is just spreading. And you just have this intimate and sweet fellowship with the Lord. So students, learn to sing. You know, many of us may be in a disposition. We don't like to sing. But singing, really, I don't like to sing publicly, but actually, I sing a lot personally. I guess because I'm an only child, so I spend a lot of time with myself. But when the Lord came in, I spent all of my time with the Lord. You know, let's come to the point. Let's read point D. Okay, let's have all the brothers point D. We're in the Spirit. We will constantly be singing. Oh, let's pray that there's always a song in our heart. Every day the Lord will give us a song. And that shows that we're in our spirit. Right? Point E, sisters. We... You know, many of us grew up in the church life. I believe you all actually have a lot of hymns, at least stanza one, right? Or the chorus, memorized. You know, that's my testimony. Earlier I said, well, I spent a lot of time with myself. But once I touched the Lord came in. I spent a lot of time with the Lord. You know, a few days ago, some of the brothers are saying they drove a lot. I drove a lot. Every day I would spend time driving one way, an hour and a half. So I spent at least 3 hours every day. And many times I can testify as I'm driving. In Vancouver, driving in traffic in rain is frustrating. But driving in rain with the Lord is romantic. As I'm driving, I love thee, Jesus, and I love through me. Draws me ever to see me and run after me. Draw me ever to see thee and run after thee. Somebody cut into me. You are me loved, yes, altogether lovely. The one in whom my heart delighted. Thou art beloved, yes, altogether lovely. The one in whom my heart delighted. How about driving an hour and a half in the Spirit? After reaching your destination, you are filled by the Spirit. You know, daily, I really encourage you. There's so many songs that you just know. Actually, when I first touched the Lord, when I was actually 14, I'm really thankful for children's meeting. Because when I first touched the Lord, and I start to pray, and spontaneously, songs come out. Because I memorized them in the children's meeting. You know, all the children's songs became a love song to the Lord. It was so good. Anyway, I won't get into that, but same thing. I was there's the long commute to my school, coming and going to school. But all these time, later on I realized I just spent hours, personal time with the Lord, with psalms and hymns and with prayer. Okay, amen. Okay, that's read F, okay? Whether
we sing well or not, we must sing.
Yes.
We must learn how to praise the Lord by singing.
Whether we sing well or not, we must sing.
Amen.
It's not about our voice. It's not about how good we can sing. But it's about, like Tim said, exercising the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit needs to come out. Right? Don't worry about, you know, a brother in another training said, the only person that said that he has a good voice, it's his mom. Well, actually, my mom told me one time that, you know, I was showering and I was singing, and after I came out, my mom said, I think only the Lord loves you to sing. But the Lord will hear everything. You know? Anyway, she was kind of joking with me. But really, don't worry whether you sing well or not. Sing to the Lord. The Lord loves to hear it.
Amen.
The Lord loves to hear your singing. Okay, now we want to, let's come to Roman number 3. Let's proceed to another point in this message. Let's read it all together, Roman number 3. God
wants us to live a rejoicing, praying, and thankful life. Such a life is glorious to God and a shame to his enemy.
Amen. Such a life is a glory to God and a shame to the enemy. You know, today also, but we need to exercise our spirit to learn to give thanks to God. This age, really, it's a thankless age. No one feels thankful. A lot of people, we think, you know, people do something for me, you know, that's, it's supposed to be. There's no feeling of being thankful. But, you know, these verses, I just like to read it to you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know that this is the will of God. God has a will that he arranged something for you, and he wants you to say thank you. He wants you to be thankful. Okay, excuse me. Colossians 3:17. And whether you do in the word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God the Father through him. You know, here, the name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the name denotes the person. The Lord's person is the Spirit. Therefore, to do things in the name of the Lord is to act in the Spirit, and it is to live Christ. You know, today, in all these things happen around us, good thing, bad thing, good thing in bad environment, bad thing in good environment, bad thing in bad environment, all these things. We need to learn in everything. Thank the Lord. Thank you for what just happened. Thank you for what you lay out for me. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my sibling. You know what I need. You know, when our heart is filled with thanks, actually it saves us from our narrowness. It saves us from our jealousy. It saves us from a lot of struggles, because we just appreciate what the Lord has done for us. The Lord knows everything that we need. And the Lord knows what's best for us. Every Christian, at a point of our life, we need to really come before the Lord and consider everything that happened in your life. I spend that time too before the Lord. And the Lord just bring me item after items. This happened, that happened, this person's there, that person's there, I brought you here, I brought you there. And eventually I can say, Lord, thank you. Otherwise, I won't be like this today. Otherwise, I might not love you. Otherwise, I might not be in the church life. You know me the best. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you have done. Okay, let's read point B, A together. Romans 3, 8.
We can give thanks for everything. Praise the Lord for everything. If we do this, we will prevail over every temptation.
Amen.
We will withstand every trial.
We can give thanks in everything. Right? Ephesians 5, 20. Give thanks at all time for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and Father. And the footnote there says, we shall give thanks to God the Father, not only in good times, but all times. Not only in good things, but for all things, even in bad things. Bad times, we should give thanks to God our Father for the bad things. In all things. Not only it's easy for us to give thanks during the good time. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an A. You don't need to exercise the spirit. Everyone can say that. But thank you, Lord, for giving me something else. And especially thank you, Lord, for that I worked so hard, but you still give me something else. Because that means it's the Lord. Who else can it be? It must be the Lord. And if we all can have this kind of attitude, eventually we will gain Christ. Actually, right at that moment, we'll be filled by the Spirit, because we know the Lord is there. The Lord is there. I don't care. The Lord is there with me. The Lord is there in my environment. And the Lord knows my need. Okay. How about let's read point B together. Brothers, point B.
Prayer.
We should always walk in this way. Everything, daily, we walk in a way that we're full of thanks. Right? Philippians 4, 6, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Okay, here, note that it didn't say by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, but it says with thanksgiving. That means prayer with thanksgiving. Petition with thanksgiving. Many times about prayer, it feels like we're just begging for something. Oh, Lord, please do that. Lord, please do this. Lord, help me. And eventually, we're more sad. Right? But how about every time when we pray, Lord, I want to end my prayer with thanksgiving. Lord, I want that. But I didn't get it, thank you, Lord. I didn't get that, but I got you. I didn't get the things I want, but I enjoyed you. I didn't get that what my friend got, but I got more God into my being. Thanksgiving. Prayer with thanksgiving and petition with thanksgiving. Okay, and Colossians 4:2. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Again, with thanksgiving. Our prayer life, daily, our walk, let us fill by saying, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for all these environments. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me here. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me to the person next to me. Thank you, Lord, for my room. Thank you, Lord, for long meetings in the morning. Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Amen.
And then our heart will be filled by the Lord. Okay, let's read C together. Giving
thanks to God is not only the outflow of being filled with Spirit, but also a way to be filled in Spirit.
A way to be filled in Spirit.
Amen.
Do you want to be filled by the Spirit?
Amen.
Then give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
And keep singing to the Lord.
Amen.
Exercising the Spirit to sing and give thanks to the Lord.